Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from our beautiful brand new studio to talk about a general availability of something that's really cool. You're seeing a little bit of the Microsoft Loves Linux behind you. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do, my friend?
Yes, my name is Anurag Gupta. I'm a program manager on our operations management suite team, and I drive a lot of our Linux investments across our new suite of management capabilities. So just a quick overview of what OMS is. It's our new cloud-based management service. It was generally available last May, and it offers four key capabilities across log analytics, security, recovery services, as well as automation and backup. So what we're doing today is, hey, we have a generally available Linux agent. So this is really bringing in all of these Linux assets you have either running on-prem or in Azure or in AWS or OpenStack, and giving you a consolidated view across all of that information, all that big data that's coming in from that. So now today, you know, you can get all your Windows machines. We have a public preview of Linux, and today now the general available agent brings you some even nice tighter capabilities with that. And so, you know, the big offerings we give with the Linux management is log collection, and then the ability to correlate that log collection with your performance metrics. And so if I come into our log analytics platform, I can come in here and say, return all the system logs from my Linux machines. And this will go out, it'll scan the billions of records I have in here, and you know, within seconds I have quick visibility into what's coming in from all of these Linux machines. And then I can do things like start correlating this across different events. So if I have, say, a multi-tier application, that has Linux, it has Windows, it has application data from, say, a MySQL or a MongoDB database, I can then go ahead and start scoping in, choosing the specific host that I'm interested in, say, my MongoDB database, and then really give my application developer, give my IT pro, give my DevOps guys the power to start looking at this data. And, you know, one anecdote I love about this is, you know, most of the Linux tool sets, most of the Windows tool sets, they're completely separate. Mm-hmm. And when you have these two different teams, they're operating in their own little spheres, OMS really gives you the visibility across both. And your Windows guys start to see the Linux data, and your Linux guys get to see the Windows data.
So this is awesome. I'm looking at this, and people that do operations are probably thinking, holy cow, this is amazing. I can look at all the logs. I can export it to Excel. I can even do visualizations with Power BI, which is really cool. But can we take a step back for those that are thinking, wow, I have a bunch of VMs in the cloud right now. Some are Windows, some are Linux. What does Microsoft Operations Management Suite do for me, and how do I set it up? And then let's get into those four areas that you talked about. Mm-hmm. So how does someone sort of get involved with this and start managing this?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we really built this cloud service to make sure that it's completely self-serve.
Sure.
So this should take 5 minutes to set up. Mm-hmm. You can do it completely by yourself. We offer a free trial, free tier. That's 500 megs a day, 7-day data retention. So, you know, within 10 minutes, you can create a VM in Azure. You can create an OMS workspace, and you can start onboarding all of that data, all that goodness, and get full visibility into that one VM. And so you have the full capabilities across those four tiers, whether that's automation, log analytics, security, or even recovery services, to try it out. So completely self-service. This is no longer a thing where you need to go hire a consultant, have them come down and spin up something for thousands of dollars and then get it onboarded. This is something you could do with the dev box, something you could do with 1,000 machines.
Let's talk about workspaces. Did you mention the term workspaces?
Yeah.
What does that look like? And then how do I start to onboard machines onto my workspace? And let's focus on Linux because that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely, absolutely. So within the Azure portal, we have the concept of a log analytics workspace.
Got it.
And so you can easily come in here and say, hey, I want to look at a log analytics workspace. And you can, you know, add that to your sidebar. I highly recommend you favorite it because it's so awesome.
Yeah.
And you can click in, and you can create a new workspace, or you can look at all of the workspaces you have.
And a workspace is just a collection of VMs that you want to monitor, because a workspace might represent a specific application that has several tiers and several machines running together.
So think of a workspace as a place where you'll put all that data.
Got it.
It's just the central place where you can have, you know, all of these. I have 100 Azure subscriptions, and I want one workspace to house all the data across these 100 subscriptions.
Got it. Okay.
And I want to do correlation. correlation across all those subscriptions.
Got it. So it's anything that, if you want data from a specific set of machines and you want them to be correlated, you have to put them in the same workspace.
Exactly. Got it. Okay. Exactly. So here we can click in to say, you know, my Red Hat workspace, where I've put in all my Red Hat machines and they're all reporting to this single workspace. And then the connection, you know, you don't have to go in SSH into the Linux box, especially for Azure. You can easily come in here, click this virtual machine box, and you get a great view of every single VM resource that you have access to across multiple subscriptions.
I see. And so do you just click on one and now it's part of the workspace?
Exactly, exactly. So say I have a Twitter box that's just streaming tweets, and I want this one to be connected, and I want all that data, all that Twitter data to start flowing into this workspace so I can do the correlation. I just come in here and I click connect, and then I'll go off and deploy and connect it to that OMS workspace.
And is it putting like a process on there that will push data back to the workspace for you?
Exactly, exactly. And it'll actually deploy out an agent. And say you're using, you know, I can't do this for every single box, this connect, connect, connect.
Yeah.
We have ARM quick start templates out there. We have Azure VM extensions that you can script out, put it as part of a VM scale set, utilize all those large deployment offerings. And the agent itself is actually based off an open source daemon called FluentD.
Cool.
So we've really looked at, hey, what are the top open source log collectors? And we found FluentD as a great one in the community. And we've just actually leveraged that and are building on part of that, contributing back to that project, and leveraging all of the existing plugins they have.
That's awesome. And so you create a workspace, you onboard all of these machines, and you just hit one button, it puts the agent on there, and then you start to get the logs back from the actual system. And what kind of logs are you getting back? Any logs for your apps, or what kind of logs are they?
Exactly, exactly. So we start off with syslogs and performance collection. So that's out of the box. You say you have an Apache Tomcat server, you have a JBoss server, and those are custom logs being logged in specific places. We have a custom log feature that you just say, hey, I want to go collect from this area. And so you can easily come into settings and say, hey, I want to collect these specific application logs. And that will actually go and start collecting them and bringing them up to that workspace.
I see. So now you have sort of these streams of data. I can see them right there, extra logs coming. You have these streams of data from all of your machines. So now in one specific place, you can look at usage rates. You can look at how Mongo is handling. You might even learn that you need another instance of Mongo, or you might need to shard a little bit better.
Yep.
Let's talk about the kind of sort of things that you can do aside from those things using Operations Management Suite.
Yeah, absolutely. So besides just basic, you know, log collection, one of the key pieces is doing the performance visualizations.
Okay.
So, right, logs are logs, right? Just data items, and they're boring by themselves, but we also have performance metrics, and we don't want to visualize performance metrics as just...
A couple of lines
exactly.
in the text file.
So what we do is we have this thing called perspective views as part of our log analytics search.
Okay.
And what that does is it takes all these data items, it understands what you're returning. Is it performance? Is it an update? Is it a configuration change? And you'll see I have this new metrics tab that's opened up. And I can click on that, and what it will do is actually just show me visualization graphs of what's coming in across all my Windows boxes, across all my Linux boxes.
And like, if you see the bar going, you're like, wow, that's taking a little bit of time. There's 34 million results.
Yeah, there's 34 million results, and you know, some of our top customers are sending us, you know, terabytes and terabytes a day, and they're using this, you know, real-time 10-second perf collection to detect operational issues, application issues, and especially on the Linux side, we have key integration with metric collection that's open source like StatsD or Collectd. So for example, if I came in here and clicked on, say, the StatsD gauge, that performance collection we're doing. You know, it's not an operational metric. It's not an application metric. It's something so obscure as like caffeine level. And I can actually just see this caffeine level start streaming in, and it's coming in from, say, you know, my Microsoft band that I'm wearing on my wrist. So you have all this functionality, all this flexibility with the performance collection that we do.
And that's pretty amazing because, I mean, there are situations when certain people build applications, like a huge set of applications on Linux, where we DDoS ourselves because we have a huge sale. This would automatically, you'd see the hockey stick, you can react right away.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know, one other key piece, right, I've been pitching that Linux and Windows all in one view, but how do you actually get a good use case out of that? Once again, comes into this performance piece where you can say, hey, I actually want to look at an aggregated view of, say, the average CPU across every single machine I have in here, and I want to look at that by computer, and I want to measure that at an interval of, say, 30 minutes. Give me the 30.
So this has got to be some crazy new language. What language is this that you're using? Is it a language?
Great question. So this is a language that's built on top of open source things such as Lucene, Spark,
oh,
and Solr.
It's like a search
language. A search language. It's more PowerShell friendly.
Okay.
So if you're familiar with PowerShell, you'll be kind of right at home with the search language we offer. We have a great search documentation, and of course, if you need help, you can of course click here, and all the docs are there available to you. But say, you know, for me and you, if we just come into this and someone's trying to throw this down our throats and we don't know what the search language is, you know, think of Amazon shopping. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to say, hey, I want this counter name. And just click apply. It adds it to the query. And then I can kind of build out those functionality. I can kind of see what's going on without having to read all that documentation.
Well, and as you were typing, it was suggesting things to you as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so what is this telling us right now?
So this is telling us the processor time for every processor across all of these computers. And here, you know, our team loves bacon, it loves breakfast.
So sure.
A lot of these are called like Baconland, and all these Baconland computers are Windows boxes. But then here you'll also see I have some Red Hat boxes running in Azure. I have my Twitter box.
And then MongoDB there.
Exactly, exactly. So you really get all of these views across all of these different types of operating systems in a singular view.
And these all represent different VMs and how the load is sort of affecting them.
Exactly, exactly. And say, you know, there's something interesting there that I need to alert on, right? Looking and just discovering data is not enough. Maybe you need to add an alert to it. We offer integration with things like Slack and PagerDuty. So if you're using ops tools, we're not going to tell you to throw those away. Go ahead, give us a webhook URL. We'll send you a Slack alert if anything goes bad. And then here is the key piece where we start offering integration with other pieces of OMS. So automation. We can go ahead and run a automation runbook, which is essentially just a script.
Okay.
So say, you know, the CPU is high on all 20 of these boxes. I can run a book and say, hey, go spin up a new Azure VM and load balance this application on there. So you get really good functionality in terms of where you need to put the alert and then how to react to it as well.
So I like how we can look at logs, get some really fantastic insights. By looking at charts, which is the second thing that you saw. And now, on top of that, once we've done a lot of insight and analysis work, we can add alerts to when something may be either really good or really bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right. Yep. And that's really how the monitoring picture comes in and how you monitor at large scale.
Fantastic. So anything else that's super interesting for this?
Yeah. So as part of our general availability, right, the basic OS is, of course, just, you know, you get the OS metrics, you get the OS logs, but right, the MongoDB, the applications, those are what people care about.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing we're introducing is a brand new workload solution set for, you know, top open source workloads across Azure, like MongoDB, MySQL, but these aren't restricted to Azure. If you're running it on-prem, if you're running it in AWS, you can use this to get a, you know, consolidated view across all of it. And so here I'm monitoring a MongoDB database. I'm getting, you know, some of the log components like access. If I was running some MongoDB commands, I could get that. And then some database operations per second. And the really key piece here with all these metrics is they're real time, right? They're streaming in at that 10 seconds. I can easily hand this off to one of my operational, dev leads, and he can put this up on his board and watch it. But then, of course, right, the C-level execs, like you said, export to Excel, Power BI, If we need to give a consolidated view of how MongoDB performed for the fiscal year, we can do that as well.
So this is a particular workload template. What did you call it? Was it a template?
A solution.
Solution. Yep. So there are obviously a set of solutions for every type of workload. What kind of solution do we have? We have one for Mongo. What other ones do we have?
Yeah. So for Linux, right, those are the workload ones we're targeting. But one key goal of OMS is extending Linux across every solution. So one of our top solutions, the one that gets all the eyes, is our security and audit solution. So we have a great team in Israel that's doing all this cool stuff with security. What's malicious out there? We have the digital crimes unit as part of Microsoft.
Sure.
That's actually a bunch of attorneys out there making sure that malicious IPs aren't being logged to. So we're doing all this great stuff for internal Microsoft. We're taking that same data set and applying it to all of our customers' environments too. Get that information.
Yeah. So solutions is not just based on I'm running this kind of software on my VMs, I want to know how it's doing. Solutions might involve sort of other concerns like security.
Exactly.
Is there a way to make your own custom solution, or how are solutions sort of added as they go?
Absolutely. So what we offer is today is a view. So you can customize your own view based off the data that's coming in.
I see. So there's some ones that are already sort of embedded in there, some solutions, but you can create a view that will show you something about a particular solution or horizontal or vertical concern that you might have.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So you have domain-specific solutions, and then you also have these views that are really focused on a customer's particular need for insight or need for just, hey, I need a quick view into this. But all of these solutions are backed by search. So if you click in or double click into a solution, you get taken into that same log search experience we had before.
Awesome. So this is really cool. I mean, I feel like we've sort of reached the gamut of like putting the thing on a machine, getting a workspace, getting machines involved in the workspace, starting to do analysis on just machine metrics, starting to get analysis on solution metrics. It seems pretty powerful. How can someone sort of get up and get started? I know we showed them already, but is there some documentation we can point them to?
Yeah, absolutely. So just a quick, this is the solution gallery.
Oh, got it, yeah.
So think of it as an app store as well. If you, hey, there's something really interesting out there, like, for example, containers at DockerCon, we demoed OMS managing, containers at large scale. You can easily come in, click add, and then that solution gets added as well.
I see, and can you scroll over? So these are the sort of built-in solutions that are already in there. The ones we talked about, for example, security and audit, And it looks like there's other ones, but then you can add new kind of views into your solutions as well. It's pretty amazing.
Yep, absolutely. And so to jump back into, hey, how do you go ahead and get started? I would say you can start off in two ways, right? Not all of our customers have Azure subscriptions, so we offer the ability to go to microsoft.com/OMS, and that'll take you to our homepage where you can go ahead and create a free account, start your free tier off. And then if you are in Azure, you can come in and find the Log Analytics resource here on the left, and then go ahead and click Add to create a new workspace. And there's like two or three fields to fill out. So nothing crazy requiring, hey, what is this information? What's that information? Just where you want it.
And so even if you're not in Azure right now, you can go to microsoft.com/OMS, create a workspace, and start getting telemetry or log data from your machine on-prem.
Exactly. Or AWS.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. It's been really cool. We've been learning about OMS and how we have all this wonderful support for Linux, not just the VMs themselves, but solutions. Yep. So you can go horizontal or you can go vertical. I got that backwards. Horizontal or vertical on your applications to know what's happening. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.